And now, a sunnier sign of spring. People out in their gardens getting a little bit of dirt under their fingernails. There's a new resource in town for Kansas City gardeners, a seed library. And it's really at the library. Here to tell us about that is Julie Robinson from the Ruiz branch of the Kansas City Public Library. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Well, thanks for being here. Let's get started by just explaining how a seed library works. I don't know that that's totally intuitive.
It works just like you coming in to check out a book or a DVD. We'll have seed packets, and you choose what you want. So if you want tomatoes and peppers and cilantro, you take those up to the CERC desk, the checkout desk, and hand them to the person there, and they will check them out for you.
But you don't return them.
You return them later, but not necessarily as you took them. There will be classes, and the last two classes in the fall will be how to recognize when your plants have gone to seed and how to save those seeds. And then we ask that if you'd like, you return seeds at that point.
Can you give us a little primer on that lesson right now? How does a gardener out there know when their plants have gone to seed and then how to harvest those?
Well, I learned the hard way. My basil, I walked in the door, turned around and looked, and it had gone to seed. And
at the How did you know that?
Well, at the top of a basil plant, you get this white cone-shaped item.
I've seen that.
Right. And I didn't know what it was. So I ignored it the first year, and I stopped getting basil. So I learned from that experience. So the next year, I kept pulling those off because I wanted my plant to continue to give me leaves. But at the end of the year, when it's, you know, getting colder out, I was done with pulling all the basil off, so I let it go to seed. And then you take them and you let them dry, and then you shake so that just the seed itself comes out.
You shake the cone?
The cone.
Okay.
After it's dry, and you'll get the seeds. And I put mine in a paper sack and put them someplace where it would be warm but not really too warm, and then I found out it should have been cool but not too cold, and you can plant those seeds the next year.
So when people have checked out seeds from your seed library at the Ruiz branch, they bring back seeds from the plant that has sprouted or any plant in their gardens?
Both. They have that option. And if they do bring it back, I would really appreciate it being in a bag marked with what it is, because I have this fear that somebody's going to bring me a gallon bag filled with seeds. And I won't know what to do with it because library school doesn't have a class on cataloging seeds. So it would be nice to have it say basil and what year.
That's so interesting. We'll get back to that question of how a library professional would and also wouldn't maybe have some of the detailed training that would allow for this process. But I just want to back up and ask you where this idea came from.
Originally, I heard about it from a library in Richmond, California. They've been doing it for quite a few years now. And they also check out tools, and my branch isn't big enough to go to tools. They have been doing this in an urban core area. For people who don't know where Richmond is, I guess I should say that it's outside of Oakland, the San Francisco Bay Area. So it's very definitely an urban environment. So they were checking them out. People started community gardens. They did container gardens, things on patios.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Central Standard on KCUR 89.3 FM, streaming live at kcur.org. I'm Gina Kaufman talking right now with Julie Robinson from Kansas City Public Library, who is with us from the Ruiz branch. She's got a seed library started there, and she's explaining to us how it works. Now, Julie, I'm also interested in how you got it underway. I mean, how big of an undertaking did this turn out to be?
Well, we worked on it for about a year. Part of it being that we wanted a case to keep the seed packets in, and it needed to be something that would keep it dark enough so that the sun wouldn't, you know, bake them or do anything like that. And a department within the Kansas City Public Library had a piece of furniture that they did not need anymore, and it was perfect. It's actually a CD case. Has 18 drawers. So once we got that last piece, everything just fell into place. And so for the last 2 months, it's been a push to get this running so that we can hit this growth season.
So is the seed library already usable to the public?
It will be this Saturday. We have our kickoff event, 2 o'clock Saturday at the Reese Branch. And we're having Mike Hendricks and Roxy Hamill come.
Wonderful.
And they're going to talk about farming in the urban environment. And then we will go inside and you'll be able to check out seeds and books and get started.
That brings up the location of this branch of the library, and I'm curious about how that fits into it. You're located on the west side. That's the area just west of downtown, mm-hmm. between Southwest Boulevard and that corner of 17th and Summit. That neighborhood has a very particular kind of community and dynamic. How does that fit into this project?
We're in a gentrification on the west side, and if anyone's familiar with the Bluebird Restaurant, Shale, Westside Local, they're all focusing on local materials for their food. And it fits in really well. We have a community garden right across the street from us that the library participates in. So, and you can grow just what you need for making salsa if you want, or you can grow something, kale and quinoa, for a more paleo diet.
Interesting. What would you need for making a salsa? What would you recommend that people come and check out from your seed library if that's their ambition?
Tomatoes, peppers, and there will be jalapenos or just bell peppers. We will have some onion seeds, hopefully, and cilantro.
Well, you mentioned some of your training that would and or wouldn't get you ready for this kind of project. I mean, libraries used to be very much about books, and now it seems there's no limit to the services libraries are starting to provide. So what philosophically is the place of a seed exchange in that democratic idea and information forum that we call the public library?
Libraries are about lifelong learning. And if you're coming in and checking out the seeds, going home, starting your very first garden, you're learning a skill. You're also learning something that you can take with you no matter where you go. We have books, materials, things that will tell you how to do it.
Well, how did you learn to do what you needed to do to take this on? You were mentioning that library training doesn't include seed cataloging, for example. So first of all, how would you describe cataloging for the layperson?
Cataloging of library materials? Okay, library materials are done by the Dewey Decimal System. So that I did learn, but seeds don't really fall well into that category. So we have warm seeds for planting and cool seed planting. And that's how the drawers will be divided.
So that's like the fiction and nonfiction.
That's a good way of doing it, yes. I hadn't thought of that. I like that. Write that down. But we also have like greens and lettuce. So Swiss chard, collard greens, arugula, any kind of butter lettuce. That will all be in one drawer. So you can go through that. Melons, watermelon and cantaloupe, honeydew. So we came up with some broad categories.
Having to be your own Dewey.
Yeah.
Creating your own system here.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yes, you're right. We were. I have a neighborhood community member who is the manager at the garden across the street who we sat down the other night and said, okay, this is how we need to divide it. And we have to get it into 18 drawers.
That's fascinating. Have you always been a gardener or is this new to you?
I am not a gardener.
You're not a gardener?
I have a brown thumb. I really do. I dabble at home with it, but I can't say I'm overly successful. I love the concept of it. I love the thought of it. I'm just not the world's best, but I figure it gives me a chance to try. And there's got to be a lot of people out there who are more like me or who have never even had a chance to start a garden.
And it sounds like the goal here is really to provide those tools to other people. But something that makes me curious when I think about seeds in a library, I don't know how with part of the goal of the library, I would think, being to like protect the books, and books are made of paper and all that. Are organic materials like seeds kind of a tricky thing to incorporate into that picture?
Not really. The seeds are all self-contained. They're in packages. We got our seeds from Kansas City Community Garden, who's one of our partners on this. So they're wonderfully diverse, plus they have great directions on how to use them, which is really helpful. But they're in their own little area of the library, so they're not really interacting. Hopefully no one will open the book and have the seed packet open and dump all the seeds in the packet into the book, but it could happen.
Do you have hopes that with your brown thumb, maybe some of your library patrons will be sort of educating you? I mean, creating this sort of back and forth of ideas and information?
I think that would be great. I mean, I really want anyone who takes seed packets, checks them out, takes them home, grows food, or conversely, does not have a crop that is a success, come back and tell me about it. Let's talk about it. Maybe I know something. Maybe Marcella knows something. That's the manager across the street. Maybe we can find out a way. We're having programs all summer, everything from vegetable garden basics through the seed saving, how to do a composting.
Well, you know, when you were deciding what to have available here, was there any debate about that? Or are you just trying to, is your collections philosophy, as it were, is it to have as much available as possible or to really kind of curate the selection of available seeds and tailor them to your patrons?
No, we decided to have as many different kinds of seeds as possible. Kansas City Community Garden has a huge range, and we took advantage of taking as many, you know, different varieties as we could get.
How do the classes fit into this more broadly? Do you think that a seed library like this could be successful without the programming to surround it? I mean, is it about the seeds as objects or about the community and the education that would make those seeds really usable?
I actually think of the classes more as you can hand a book to someone, but if they don't know how to read, they're not going to be successful in reading that book. If I hand you a seed package and you don't know what to do with it, you're not going to be successful. This way, we're giving you that success tool.
That's so interesting. What do you think is, how does this fit into the future of libraries? We've talked a little bit about that libraries have gone to being primarily book-oriented to being now possibly everything-oriented. You found out about this seed library in California. Anything else that you've noticed in the library world that kind of captures your imagination in that way?
Well, we have makerspaces going into libraries all over the country.
Explain that.
A makerspace it gives you tools to create something, whether it's a digital media lab or it's learning how to create circuit boards. It gives you something open or doing a movie production or something. So this is giving you that ability to access your creativity. And you can do that with seeds.
What else other than seeds and makerspaces? Anything else that we should be paying attention to in terms of library trends?
I think more and more you're going to see things that are electronic. But that's a great thing. We can always, you know, I listen to books, read books that way. Use other materials that way.
We have run out of time for the whirlwind of conversations we've had here on Central Standard this morning. Thanks so much to all of our guests who joined us today, including the Kansas City Public Library's Julie Robinson, who's been talking with us about the seed library at the Ruiz Branch, which lends seeds to gardeners for planting at home. Good luck with that, Julie. It sounds like a really cool project.
Thank you very much.
To listen back to today's show or any of the conversations you've heard on Central Standard, go to the Central Standard page at kcur.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our handle is at kcurcst. Tomorrow, Charles Ferruza and the food critics help those of us with a sweet tooth. Those food critics will offer guidance not on curbing the sweet tooth, but on satisfying it with a pastry. Tune in for the food critics tomorrow. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross, with help from Christy Garten and intern Kate Baxendale. Linda Scher is our announcer. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stay tuned for Up to Date next.